Finally, we want you to be aware that the elders have formed a task force that is actively meeting to plan for reopening our doors here on campus. I'm in regular contact with other pastors in our community, and Lord willing, this coming week we'll be meeting along with other pastors. We'll at least be participating in a conference call with the governor to address the issue of reopening churches. The governor has asked Delaware pastors for ideas that we have for this to happen. So we are also in touch with respected biblical and evangelical ministries that are on top of these matters and providing excellent biblical guidance. We are keenly aware of the growing discontent of some in our communities and an eagerness for all of us to get back out there and to get back to where things are more normal. But in this environment, we're grateful for the support, the grace, and the patience that you, this congregation, have extended to your leaders during these days. While we have seen what is clearly governmental overreach in some areas of our nation, at this time, we have been convinced that abiding by Governor Carney's guidelines is most God-honoring and prudent at this time. For the safety and well-being of our congregation, for being good citizens of our society and community, and for our long-term witness in our community when this pandemic is just a memory. Romans 13 explains the God-ordained role of government in our lives. When we look at God's ordination of government, we know that there are times when they exercise their role well, and they need to be supported. We also know that there are other times not so well, and they need to be held into account. We are aware that there are times when civil disobedience may very well be necessary or called for. And I assure you that when we believe that is the case, I, along with your pastors and elders, will be the first in line to stand against them and even to go to prison for it, should that be necessary. Those times are clearly when government forbids us from doing what God commands us to do, or when government commands us to do what God forbids us to do. We do not believe that is the case at this point. Might one day it come to that? Very possibly. And we will unequivocally stand in obedience to God at that time. We do not believe our state government is out to shut down churches' rights or even singling out churches today in our state, but is seeking what is best for the welfare of our communities. So pray for our government leaders as they navigate uncharted waters. We fully expect to have a reopening here in early June at the latest. The task force is prayerfully and carefully planning what that may look like during a transition between where we are now and being back to what may look more normal. We believe that day of normalcy will come at some point. They are considering things like a drive-in service or two in the beginning, gathering in the sanctuary and the Frisbee Center gym with appropriate distancing, among other creative ideas and practices, at least for a time. Please pray for them as they deliberate and make plans. Finally, Romans 14 makes clear the importance of extending grace to one another in areas of disagreement in debatable matters. I call on you, the Bible Fellowship Church of Newark congregation, to extend such grace to others with whom you may disagree about the nature of this pandemic and the resulting consequences with which we have all had to live. How the enemy desires to use this pandemic to sow chaos and discord in our churches. Yet we know that what the enemy desires to use for evil, God overrules and uses for good. I know a number of folks personally who would never come to this church, but who have told me and I have heard have been tuning in to our live stream services. May many come to know Jesus Christ, and many others recalibrate their lives to what is truly important and eternal. So I urge you to pray for one another. I'm grateful for the unity that this church has extended and demonstrated. This pandemic, job losses related to it, and distancing has brought some to a hard, hard place in their own personal life and/or in family situations. You may not know all of the details, but we can pray for one another during these days. So let me close with Paul's prayer in Ephesians chapter 3. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. In just a couple of minutes, Dr. Hard will begin his live stream on the book of Revelation. Again, this live stream will end, and you will need to join into another live stream. But may God's grace and his peace and power sustain you during this time, day by day. God bless you, and Lord willing, we hope to see you back here next Sunday morning, same time, same place, even while we anticipate eagerly for that time soon to come when we'll be able to be together in some form once again. So God bless you.